Carl Munro did really well coming in. Was that quite late, that injury to Chaddy, or was it been suspected for a few?
No, Chaddy's been carrying a little bit of a knock that we've been careful of, and you know, tried to bring him along each game. He initially was out in one of the games, and it's just basically giving him a rest, you know, because we've got three cup finals to come up, and that's it, end of story. So he just needs that little bit of a break, and we've got, like we said, you know, time and time again, adequate cover in a lot of positions in this team.
Especially goalkeeper.
Yeah, especially goalkeeper, yeah.
Queuing up to keep goal. He's a legend now, isn't he, Ben? He did well, didn't he? He just had one. He had to give us one little scare when he had a little fumble. But
to be honest, the field's hard, and then it's coming in low like that. It's going to pick up the little bumps, you know. Yeah. But he did the main thing that you have to do, one of the basics of football, which was get his body behind the ball, and he did it and kept the ball out. So, you know, all credit to the lad.
Will the lads just rest? Will you train at all tomorrow?
No, we've mapped our course out. We've given them days off when we need to give them days off, and we've been really fortunate, you know, with how the league programme has gone for us, you know, fixture-wise, that we've been able to do that, you know. So they've had a nice, decent rest to rehydrate, you know, build their energy levels up again. And we've knocked a few training sessions off now and again when we felt that it's been needed. We've no reason why we can't have a nice rest all tomorrow. Chill out, rehydrate, and let's get going again on Monday. Because, you know, we want to finish second, end of story.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, should we win should we finish second, win our semi-final?
Yeah.
We will not be able to play
final
at home.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Is there absolutely no way around that?
You know what surprises me a little bit? I mean, everybody knows that Gig Lane is our home field.
Mm-hmm.
But in unusual circumstances, you know, like with the 48-hour rule, you know, at Gig Lane and what have you, we automatically switch to Bower Fold. And the league know that, you know, they're well in the info on that one. So I just can't understand why it doesn't carry on. But if rules are rules, you know, then no problem. I ain't got a problem with that.
Just to say, wherever we go, if we made the final, whether it was Colwyn Bay and a bank holiday or Buxton or wherever elsewhere, if they make an atmosphere like they did today at that far end, what was that like?
Yeah, well, to be honest, you know, like I say, do we care? No, we don't. We're like the nomads. We take our house wherever it goes, you know, end of story, and that's it.
And it's thousands and odd lodges.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, let's get on with it. Let's get up for it, and let's bang them goals in, hopefully.
Any news on who will be keeping on Monday?
Yeah, it should be Grant Shenton. To be honest, I mean, to put all the viewers and listeners, whatever, spectators, because people have been coming up to me asking about it and what have you. Grant is at his brother's wedding today. He's best man for his brother. I don't see there being no problems with that lad taking the time off to do what he's got to do. Maybe other people might see it in a different light, but the fact is, like, we've got an adequate keeper, which we've known about in Deegan. I mean, this isn't something, you know, we're not idiots. We've had Deegan in nets on quite a few occasions in the kickabouts. And yeah, he's not a proper goalkeeper, but could you tell that today?
No. Just the ones. Yeah. No, I didn't really.
But that can happen with any goalkeeper.
Yeah, of course.
I think
it was the bounce that time, wasn't
like
it?
Like their keeper who parried that ball for our first goal. There you go. And he is a keeper.
Yep.
So. I mean, I think what surprises people who don't know about these things, including myself, is that the club didn't have another goalkeeper on their books.
Well, we did have another keeper on our
books.
But
he's not on the books.
Zach, yeah.
But he's not on the books.
The thing was, if the situation had cropped up a little bit earlier in the season, we could have got Zach back. But because the sign-on date had gone, that scenario didn't appear. So what you've got to do is knit together, keep together, and get on with it. And that's what we've done. And, you know, another thing is, we have a wage bill to work to, and we don't set that wage bill. And if anybody wishes to come up with the bread for another keeper that can just come around and just stay around in the background, I ain't got
that
a problem
would want
with it.
To stay around
collection,
in the background.
Exactly,
collection
yeah.
for a FC keeper.
And what I would say, that isn't just a one-off. That's week in, week out.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to keep a keeper on your books that's not going to play many games with Sam Aston in the squad, is it?
So all I'm going to say is that we cut our cloth accordingly. And I can't see, where's the problem in Deegan going in goals? He's gone in, he's done an excellent job. We're aware of his capabilities as a goalkeeper. That's why he went in. We didn't look for anybody else.
We've not lost with him between the sticks so far, so that's, you can't have more than that.